looks
both
very
of you have been complimented on looking great, and I'm just going to keep it moving.
Welcome to Highly Questionable. That's a very morose Dan Le Batard. I'm Mina Kimes with the great hair.
Jealous.
Pablo Torre, also jealous, with the great hair.
Jealous. My hair, not great.
Your beard looks good. It looks,
oh, tepid pity compliment. Tepid pity compliment. Good. Your beard looks good.
I mean, it's the only thing showing.
Should the NFL be going ahead with tonight's 49ers-Packers game?
All right. I like this question for a number of reasons, but there are layers to the ethics that we can apply to football. Like, should we be playing it in general, given what it does to the human body? Should we be playing it on Thursday nights in general, given what it does to the human body? Should the San Francisco 49ers during a pandemic be playing football when they just had to shut down their facility? The answer to all of these questions is, if you're greedy enough and if your goal is to just get to the money and to avoid all the calamities that come with canceled games and postponements and adding playoff teams because you haven't protected the structural integrity of your schedule enough to know who deserves to be in the playoffs if we're playing 10 games or 11 games or 13 games. Yes, you try and cram this one down too, because we're compromising in exchange for money. We're compromising our ethics. Baseball has done it and got to the conclusion of its season barely. Basketball did it better than anyone else, and football is trying to do what you can do outside of a bubble.
So for those who haven't been paying attention, half the Niners is already out with injury, and now several more key players are out because of COVID. The only saving grace for the NFL is that this isn't being played in front of a stadium full of fans, right? Like, imagine being a San Francisco fan and paying actual money to go to this game. It would be like going to New York to see Hamilton, only instead of Lin-Manuel Miranda, it's, I don't know, Dan Le Batard playing the role of Hamilton.
Yes. Yes.
What?
Yes, that is good right there. Look at it. Yeah. She's bringing props to the, yes, that looks good. Thin.
That's is
thinning
a good look.
Me.
I got to really say, Lin-Manuel Miranda really, really shines. this raises a few questions, including the broader existential ones. Dan mentioned the question of whether he should be playing at all, but also the question of whether the NFL would be going forward with this if the Niners were competitive, right? Like, if the Niners were actually a playoff team, or for example, if the Packers couldn't have Aaron Rodgers, I'm not so sure this game would be happening. And that's why the NFL has been so purposely vague about all of this and what their thresholds are for cancellations, because I think they're going to take those things into account going forward when they're deciding whether or not to actually play these games.
Yeah, I don't think this is as much about COVID as it is what Mina is isolating there, which is the quality of entertainment. And to further recap what is wrong with the Niners, because it is insane. So their quarterback's out, their top four running backs are out, their five of their top six receivers are out, their top two tight ends are out, their top two centers are out, five of their top eight defensive linemen are out, two of their starting linebackers are out, their top four cornerbacks, and both of their starting safeties have been out at some point, right? That's the laundry list accumulated over the season. It's all absurd. But the difference between seeing Lin-Manuel Miranda in New York City and an NFL game at any given moment is that you could put just a football on a table and some amount of Americans are going to watch it and kind of be satisfied. Like, Mina, that's the mania that you belong to that I don't totally understand. But the NFL, in terms of quality of entertainment, just throw anything on there. You're going to get a lot of people, a terrifying amount of people, to actually just watch and enjoy that.
Mina, I was surprised that the Packers were only a touchdown favorite because of everything that Pablo is talking about here. You expect what from the 49ers here? Because that quarterback situation they've got is no good.
We're about to actually talk football. Okay. So actually, Nick Mullins, who came in for relief for Jimmy Garoppolo against Seattle last week, kind of outplayed him. I mean, that's the whole thing with the Shanahan offense. It's basically quarterback proof. The problem is, I'm not sure it's also Deebo Samuel proof and Brandon Ayuk proof and all these other players that are now lost because of the COVID issue, which I think happened after that line was set.
Can you guys please put up on the screen, as she says, that Mullins played well last week, the interception that he threw that cost them the game against the Philadelphia Eagles. Can you guys just put, because I don't know what he was doing here. I don't know what he saw here. But just based on this, I'm like, oh, my God, this guy should not be doing that position in this sport at a high level.
I've never seen Hamilton. Lin-Manuel Miranda is Hamilton, right?
Yes, he is. You've never seen Hamilton.
Wow. You know, actually, I saw Hamilton with Eric Rideholm. And you know who else saw Hamilton with us that same night? Roger Goodell. And so, in truth, I didn't entirely see Hamilton because I was mostly watching Roger Goodell watch Hamilton.
No.
It all comes full circle.
He was into it.
What does it say to you that NBA players are now willing to start the season on December 22nd?
You may have noticed that Pablo's head was sort of in his hands. It's because Mina Kimes is continually trying to sell a San Francisco 29ers joke because they've got a lot of bodies out, and so they're not the 49ers. Anyway, moving on to the question at hand. What I marvel at when it comes to basketball, it is not a small thing. You saw the baseball season. You may remember how hard it was to get it up and running because the players' union was an obstacle, and just generally in football and baseball, we are used to owners and management not necessarily being aligned with the employees. But basketball asks their employees to go to a bubble and spend months there. Football ostensibly can't do that because the football players wouldn't go and spend months in a bubble. Otherwise, we wouldn't have all the problems that we have around football. What I marvel at is the players don't want to come back that fast. The league wants that money because it might be up to $1 billion that it loses if it doesn't start on that date. And the players work in concert with the owners in a way that is harmonious and gets everybody their money.
Yeah, that's the number one gift that Adam Silver has. His number one accomplishment really is having this political alliance with his players. That's what Manfred doesn't have, what Goodell doesn't have. He actually can talk to someone like LeBron James privately throughout the season and make sure that there's a consensus around these hard decisions. What is fascinating to me about this decision, though, is that the bubble as a concept applies just as much, if not more so, right now, given the trend of the pandemic. It's simply the case that the NBA and the NBPA are of the shared understanding that if there are games without fans this season, it's going to be like a 40% loss in basketball-related income, which, yes, gets us to half a billion to $1 billion approximately. So everybody just wants the money. But I once interviewed Michelle Roberts, right? And the title of the interview was "The Woman Who Will Change Sports," because she was railing against salary caps and max contracts and everything else. She is not that. She is the person who is going to co-sign a big paycheck for the players, which, by the way, is kind of the job of the players' union chief in the end anyway.
You guys keep saying the players, right? Like, this is about the players versus the owners, and the players went along with the owners. But I don't really see it that way because the players are not monolithic in this regard. I mean, when this question first came up of whether or not the league would resume in December, my reaction was, well, I imagine some of the players want to, because some of the players need the money more, the rank and file, and some of the players haven't played basketball since March, whereas other players, notably the stars of the NBA, like LeBron James, just finished playing and probably don't need the money as much. I saw this as an intra-labor issue. And it appears that the scope of the losses would have been so great that despite the fact that I imagine the players weren't entirely aligned on this, they went along with it because that is a lot of money for everyone to lose.
But the compromise solution is also this, right? LeBron James, Kawhi Leonard, anybody who feels tired coming off of this bubble season, you're going to see him on Christmas. And then you may not see him for a while. Like this whole load management thing, that is where the flexibility in terms of how much wear and tear actually gets applied to these guys' bodies.
I do think, though, that we sort of should think about, just in general, the word trust as it applies to this particular partnership, because the NBA, I remind you, was the league at the center of everything that was happening with the racial disharmony in this country, and they went back to that bubble and they went back to that money. You can say it's greedy, but I'm telling you, if this relationship was as distrustful as the one those employees in football have with Roger Goodell, where they're willing to rip him publicly and put their name on it, there is an enormous difference that you have between the commissioners and our major sports, between all of them, even Dana White, if you want to make that a major yeah. sport. It's a major difference, the difference between silver and the rest of them.
And also in how all of this is covered, right? Like, they're not going to play in a bubble, and we're assuming it'll all be fine, even though basically this NBA season is going to be yeah. similar to baseball and basketball. Yeah. But we're and like, yeah, football. I'm sure it'll yeah. work out in the NBA as football is dealing with the Niners game we just talked about. But because everyone inherently seems to trust, and by everyone, I mean the media, seems to trust the NBA more, they're not really receiving the same degree of skepticism.
Coming up next on my Soul Stevie show.
Yeah, I mean, hold on. I have to adjust my plant real quick. Hold on.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, really?
No.
He tricked us.
Highly Questionable is presented by Grey Goose. Drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour. Do you question what was the best moment of last night's midweek action?
Okay, that was very excitable there. A little bit of gambling for you on a Wednesday. If you had to get your degenerate football stuff in, you're not going to get the Michigan that maybe you wanted to see, but you're going to get Eastern Michigan. You're going to get Central Michigan. I think there was another Michigan playing last night as well. But we're going to check in first with Ball State. Ball State and Ohio. What happened? We got a couple of highlights from this game. Big man.
Go.
Yes. Okay, I thought that was
going to go all the way.
Yeah, I was hoping. I was hoping that that would go a little longer.
We've been spoiled by our big men, to be honest. We expected that guy to go all the way, by the way. That's where we are at this point. Yeah, that guy. Why didn't you go all the way? I don't know. Did you look at him?
Okay, but hold on a second. Before we even get to the next clip here, can you guys look at how many times he looked around, because he knew very well that he wasn't going very far. Look at how many times in fear he just, look, let's count them. One, two, three, four, five.
There's a quintuple take, yeah.
Also from this game, let's check in with the next one. What do we have? Game on the line, tie game.
Ooh.
No time left.
QB. Oh, man.
Just sad.
That big man is somewhere disgusted.
Let's not get caught up in details. He's
That's
just
why I don't gamble. Yeah.
Funny video time. Let's see what else we got here.
People get an early start on their action.
First play of action. Akron. First play. Yeah.
Whoa. Wait, did he recover his own onside kick?
That is right. Yes.
Ran right across the line.
Number 47.
Offside.
No!
Oh.
5-yard penalty.
They later lost. Pretty sure by about 45 points. Let's see what else we have here. A lot of offense last night. Yeah, Bowling Green struggled last night.
Oh. No.
Wow, we really ran the gamut of emotions just with you guys making sounds there.
I thought he was going to go Orlovsky, but no, he gets a nice punt.
Come on. Are we really calling it the Orlovsky?
Do you question Ryan Fitzpatrick's new look?
All right. Katie Nolan, when she comes around here, we end up playing a whole lot of Tom Brady hits for her. And now Ryan Fitzpatrick is Pablo's guy. And I imagine, given the way Pablo feels about him, that he's going to love this Ryan Fitzpatrick video where the shorts are uncomfortably short. This is very tight.
Uncomfortable for you, maybe. Speak for yourself on that.
Good tan on the legs. Look at the tan lines where they are.
Are those even shorts? Those are like underwear.
Yeah. I mean.
Wow. Look at that. Look at those thighs.
What's wrong with any of this? Name one single thing that's wrong.
Well, I'll tell you what's wrong with it. It's vaguely pornographic, and it's not what I want with my football.
Really? Yeah, that's where we're going to draw the line? Ryan Fitzpatrick just deciding to pay an honest, beautiful tribute to his departed teammate, Isaiah Ford. That's what this was. You guys are making it seem like this is a thirst trap for Ryan Fitzpatrick. This was not a thirst trap. This was a selfless act of drawing attention to someone else. You guys are just cynical about motive.
Beautiful, he describes, just way too much leg hair. There was a lot of leg hair there.
Yes, yes. More like Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, I mean, hold on. I have to adjust my plant real quick. Hold on.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, really?
No.
He tricked us. He tricked us unpleasantly. He tricked us.
No, oh, goodness.
Just stop it. Please stop it. Come on.
Keep this footage, because the next time some Neanderthal on Twitter is like, women on television are just using their bodies for attention, put up this footage. Save this for posterity and feminism.
I love that you said, put up this footage, and he immediately lifted his foot. He put up his footage.
You guys are taping?
I have to say, I don't, you actually looked good.
Yes.
That was hard for her.
I want you to know. You might be self-conscious right now because you just kind of put yourself out there, right? And like, it's got to be on national television.
Did you not see what he was doing?
And I just want you to know, before it goes to taping, like, you should feel good about what America is about to see.
If you ever want to replay my response to Mina saying that I actually look good, the genuine, yes! Like going Marv Albert with it, that was not at all accurate.
I know, listen, you don't work out. I know it. You know it. Dan knows it. And I was surprised.
Highly Questionable is presented by Grey Goose. Drink responsibly. Part of happy hour. In Atlanta, Falcons practice.
Some football players in the NFL have been surprisingly vocal. In that sport, you don't see it very often, about wanting to get out of the team situation that they're in. So Takaris McKinley plays for the Falcons. And what happened with him? What did he do on Twitter? All right, he's just telling everybody their business.
Oh, no.
All right, he's so Mort all of a sudden. He's Chris Mortensen.
He's dunking on himself.
What? Three clown face emojis there at the end. Been a bad season for the Falcons. The Falcons standing should just have three clown face emojis instead of whatever it is, 2-6. Pablo, are you intrigued?
I am intrigued. He was actually talking about how bad a player he is, and therefore it's ridiculous that they refused all of these offers for him because he's bad. I just want to make clear, like, I don't think there's a strategy here. Like, I know there might be some sense of like, man, is this guy really good at chess? Like, what's his three-dimensional next step ahead move? I just think he's not good at anything, actually. I think that's my conclusion about it.
Ouch, that's a little poisonous. Let's lighten it up a little bit here before I go to Mina by just throwing up that New York Jet who was so happy to get out of New York that he was in uniform in Times Square with an umbrella hitchhiking out to Pittsburgh.
This is Avery
Mina, are you intrigued?
No, I'm not intrigued. And Tack, read the room. No one in Georgia is paying attention to you right now. There are other things happening there, my
That's true.
Tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, Spring League football.
What is that? We just asked at the top of the show, should we be playing professional football? Spring League football. All right, show us a clip.
It's a developmental league.
For
JT
what?
Barron is on one of these teams.
Oh no.
Okay. So watch this.
Oh, it's a fight with a coach? Is that a fight with a...
Yeah, watch.
First off, that's what coaches look like in this league?
All right, he tried to drag him down by the wrist. Pablo, are you intrigued?
I object to every word I've heard about this league. It is not the spring. I don't know what they're developing. And the titles, the names of these teams were Alphas and Conquerors, which is like, come on. No, I am not intrigued by any part of this.
Well, you know Mina's going to be, because she'll take football in whatever form it presents itself.
Well, yes, after I'm watching the San Francisco 29ers, I will definitely be watching this. And also, what do you expect, right? Like, you name these teams the Conquerors and the Alphas, of course. They're going to get in fights. I mean, they should have named them the Betas if they didn't want them to fight. And then, you know, I forgot the joke that I had.
All right, we'll see you. She is done for the day. She's a little tired, fried, stressed. That's Mina Kimes. Check her out. The Mina Kimes podcast featuring Lenny. And now you're going to get some more sensual stuff from Pablo. Oh, no, good. Thanks, God. Oh, there it is. ESPN Daily with Pablo. It's unpleasant.
Pablo Torre would have been on the Betas. That was the joke. Fun fact about me, I hate musicals, though.
Why?
Yeah, but this is...
Truly hate them.
Yeah, I don't like them either, though, but this is just so... It's just so well done.
Do not like
musicals. I love musicals.
Not surprising.
Les Miserables? Come on.
Zero surprise.
Come on.
Not surprised.
Phantom of the Opera?
I saw Phantom of the Opera as a kid, and it gave me nightmares.
I fell asleep during Phantom of the Opera.
You guys are uncultured swine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I get that a lot. Yeah,
yeah. True.
I mean, I'm literally watching the San Francisco 29ers tonight, and I'll be watching every minute of it. So yes, I am an uncultured swine.